This is Barbara Schickler, Tuesday, August 4th, 1987. I am with Jane Freilicher at her home and studio in Watermill, Long Island. Okay, Jane, would you like to say something to see if we're loud enough? Just be comfortable, though, in a good position.
Let me think how I can sit. Is this...
Let's try it and see now.
Good.
Hi. I know you've given more interviews than I can count, but for the sake of the archives and freshness, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
According to many biographies, you grew up in New York and or Brighton Beach. Is that right?
Well, that's probably the place I lived for the greater part of my early years. I was actually born in Brooklyn in Flatbush, and I think we moved to Brighton when I was about 5 or 6, and we lived there till... Well, my family continued to live there, but I no longer lived there after I was 17.
What happened when you were 17?
I decamped. I got married. I eloped, actually, and went to live near West Point, where it was World War II. And the man I married was stationed at West Point, and he played in the Army band.
Why don't you give us his name now? I was going to
Jack
ask you.
Jack Freilicher.
Okay.
And so I lived there for about a year or a year and a half. And then we both moved back. I lived briefly again in Brooklyn and then in Manhattan from then on.
He didn't go overseas?
No, he was in the... he had enlisted, and was because he was a musician, he was put on this post. And he never went overseas.
Okay, well, I will get back to him a little bit later because it's, I believe, relevant in terms of your interest in jazz, which is really why we'll pursue it, but for no other reason. Well, what is your maiden name? Let's get to
Niederhofer,
that. Niederhofer.
Which was a name that was even more difficult and un-euphonious than Freilicher. So since I acquired this other name at such an early age and then... had all my college transcripts and everything changed and began to paint under the name of Freilicher, even though the marriage dissolved after about 5 years.
What were the dates of the marriage? Let's put that in.
I think it was... Well, we separated in around 1947, and I think we were married in 1942. So it was about 5 years that we lived together.
And you were painting then?
I was beginning to paint... In fact, I went to Hoffman's, I think, well, maybe the year after. I think I went to Hoffman's in 1947, the last year that we lived together.
We'll have to get the chronology a little straighter.
I don't even have it straight myself, but I suppose it's ascertainable.
Okay, well, we'll
exact
try and...
The years are a little fuzzy.
Back into it somehow. Did you paint up in the area near West Point?
A little bit. I was actually kind of in a, you know, it's the first time I'd ever been away from home. I was in this very strange place and had this very strange life, and one could have called it a mistake. But I began painting. I was very isolated there, and I was really a child because I'd really never been away from home.
17, yes, of course.
And actually had a very protective Jewish mother. So it was like going from day into night or whatever.
Were you living on the post or did you?
Well, no, it was in Highland Falls. Actually, we had a nice apartment on the Hudson River. I painted a little, but I really kind of just managed. And then I started commuting to Hunter College from there because I really wasn't happy being idle and I really hadn't begun to paint seriously. So I traveled to Hunter College for about 6 months, and then he was discharged for medical reasons, and I went back and finished my... Actually, we lived near Brooklyn College, which where I had been enrolled when I left, and I finished and got my degree from Brooklyn. I'd taken some courses at Hunter. And
what was your major there?
Well, it was art. It was called design, and because they didn't really have a department called art, and it was